Today's reading begins in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 33. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 33. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the people of Israel, saying, On the 15th day of this seventh month, and for 7 days, is the feast of booths to the Lord. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work. For 7 days you shall present food offerings to the Lord. On the 8th day you shall hold a holy convocation and present a food offering to the Lord. It is a solemn assembly. You shall not do any ordinary work. These are the appointed feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim as times of holy convocation for presenting to the Lord food offerings, burnt offerings, and grain offerings, sacrifices and drink offerings, each on its proper day, besides the Lord's Sabbaths, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vow offerings, and besides all your freewill offerings which you give to the Lord. On the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the produce of the land, you shall celebrate the feast of the Lord 7 days, and on the 1st day shall be a solemn rest, and on the 8th day shall be a solemn rest. And you shall take on the 1st day the fruit of splendid trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. You shall celebrate it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It is a statute forever throughout your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the people of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Thus Moses declared to the people of Israel the appointed feasts of the Lord. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the people of Israel to bring you pure oil from beaten olives for the lamp, that a light may be kept burning regularly. Outside the veil of the testimony, in the tent of meeting, Aaron shall arrange it from evening to morning before the Lord regularly. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. He shall arrange the lamps on the lampstand of pure gold before the Lord regularly. You shall take fine flour and bake 12 loaves from it. 2/10 of an ephah shall be in each loaf, and you shall set them in 2 piles, 6 in a pile, on the table of pure gold before the Lord. And you shall put pure frankincense on each pile, that it may go with the bread as a memorial portion as a food offering to the Lord. Every Sabbath day Aaron shall arrange it before the Lord regularly. It is from the people of Israel as a covenant forever, and it shall be for Aaron and his sons, and they shall eat it in a holy place, since it is for him a most holy portion out of the Lord's food offerings, a perpetual due. So a pretty short reading for today, but we have a little bit here about the Feast of Tabernacle, or Feast of Booths. This was one of the 3 great feasts which all males were bound to attend, and it was a joyous celebration. It was to be observed on the 15th day of the seventh month, 5 days after the Day of Atonement. It was a remembrance of their dwelling in tents in the wilderness, which includes the protection and the providence of the Lord. This was by design, that all generations may know, not just by written history, but by example and by discussion with their families and their friends that were around them when they attended these feasts, about what the Lord had done for them. He was merciful to them, and he cared for them as his children. And while we're not wandering in the wilderness, we are his children today, and he continues to care for us. He continues to watch over us and give us those things that are needful, especially those spiritual things. And this was also separate from the Sabbaths and the other free will offerings. This was in addition to those things. So they had their weekly Sabbath observances. They had their different things other than this particular feast that were done throughout the year. And he says this was special. This was above all those things, or in addition to all of those things. And it was to be a joyous occasion. Then we had a brief section regarding the lamps and the showbread. The lamps were to be kept burning. Now we saw that in Exodus chapter 27 before, during our readings. Sometimes we have some repetition or some overlap between different books. It may have been that it was repeated when it was instituted versus in Exodus those things that were being handed down. But whether it's repetition, whether it was another occasion in which God spoke about these things or not, doesn't really matter. We get the information nonetheless. So the oil was to be provided to make sure that those lamps never went out. Aaron was responsible for making sure that those things were arranged and they were kept lit. The showbread was to be put out as another institution within the temple. But after it had been there for 7 days and they replaced it on the next Sabbath, then the priests were allowed to eat that, but they had to eat it in a holy place. It was part of their portion. Or as it states, a perpetual due. So that concludes our reading for today. Think on these things, and please, as always, continue in prayer that God may be with us all.